A cold front came through our area late yesterday afternoon and last evening with a round of rainfall. I'll happen to mention that the system intensified as it pushed to our east and a tornado touched down west of Boston and Concord late last night. So, yeah, there was a tornado in the northeast yesterday, but it did not occur in our area. For us, it was just a round of rain as that front came through. And that front now has pushed well off to the east, and we have high pressure building in from the west, and it's a very pleasant Monday across our area. Not really feeling very much like August at this point, but considering all of the mugginess and all of the heat we've had for what seems like several weeks, it's nice to catch finally a break with a couple of days in a row of very low levels of humidity for the middle part of August. So we have high pressure that is working its way into the Ohio River Valley. That puts us on the east side of the high, and that's allowing for some nice, comfortable air to come in out of Canada. It has been a bit on the breezy side through the day as that dry air has filtered in, and our temperatures this afternoon are running mainly in the 70s with some 60s in the higher elevations. So moving into tonight, things will be quiet with mainly clear to partly cloudy skies. Some areas of locally dense fog are likely in the typically prone areas, and we'll call it comfortably cool as temperatures fall back into the upper 40s and lower and mid 50s. So you may even want to have the windows closed as you sleep tonight, as the air will turn quite chilly as we work through the second half of the night into first thing tomorrow. And we'll start off tomorrow with a chill in the air, some areas of fog as well, and moving through the day, a good amount of sunshine with that high pressure area drifting a little bit further east. It'll be a very pleasant day. The humidity levels will remain low. Highs tomorrow will be a little bit warmer than today, about 75 to 80 degrees. Then it turns a little bit warmer on Wednesday as that high pressure area begins to drift off to the south. Temperatures will come up into the 80s. On Thursday, we have a front that will approach, and that will help to increase the humidity levels and also bring us the chance for a couple of scattered showers and thunderstorms. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, comfortably cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, areas of morning fog, then partly to mostly sunny, pleasant with low humidity, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, comfortably cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, some morning fog, then partly to mostly sunny, pleasant, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy with areas of locally dense fog, comfortably cool, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, areas of morning fog, then partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high 75 to 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, with areas of locally dense fog, comfortably cool, low 46 to 54. Tomorrow, morning fog, then partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly sunny, warmer, but not too humid, with highs in the 80s. Then on Thursday, partly sunny, with a chance of scattered showers and storms, warm and more humid, with highs in the 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.